I first really came across him. We did the Donegal County Council afforded Leo and his wife Baba a civic reception in 2005. So I had met Leo a number of occasions before that, but I really got to know him over that particular period. It was in July 2005, and I also had a good opportunity, obviously, to research his life story and see where Leo had come from. And it was a fabulous man, a great entertainer, absolutely steeped in music and theatre. He started, as far as I could see, with a variety company called the Connacht Concert Company, and toured the country with that. So there was theatre and music in his life from an early age, and then he started the Slieve Foy band, I think, when he came to live in Donegal, and that particular show band. People of a certain generation from the 1950s on will know that band from all over, particularly all over the Northwest. I know from my own line of work here, doing particular, say, plays and stuff in parish halls all over the county, there's hardly a place where people won't tell you that the Slieve Foy played here at some point. I would suggest that probably the hardest working man in Irish show business at the time was probably Leo Brennan. And the music, I suppose, that he brought to bear in that Irish, a lot of jazz influence and dance band, you could see how that very definitely influenced the way that his family, as Clonid, subsequently played traditional music and used those influences that they would have been brought up with to bear on the local tradition, which made it very different and just a huge innovation.